Okay, let's get started with Sefer Malachim Bet, Perek Aleph. As we mentioned, Malachim Bet and Malachim Aleph is really a very artificial distinction. It doesn't come from Jewish sources. And we pick up in the middle of the story. It's not like something major happened at the end of Sefer Malachim Aleph, which then starts afresh and starts anew in the beginning of Malachim Bet. But we continue the story of Malchei Yisrael and Malchei Yehuda. Specifically, Malchei Yisrael we are talking about. We know the last number of Prakim in Malachim Aleph was all about Achav and Eliyahu. And the other Nevi'im, Achav is on his way down. Achav has died at the end of Sefer Malachim Aleph, and his son is in charge, Achaziah, in beginning of Malachim, in beginning of this Sefer. And the Navi describes that he got sick. He hurt himself, he got sick, and he sends Malachim, he sends messengers to go to the Avodah Zarah, to daven to them, and to find out what's going to happen. And the Malach Hashem then comes to Eliyahu and Hatishbi, and says, go tell go tell the messengers and ask them what? There aren't enough God. Hashem isn't enough. You have to go to the daven to the Avodah Zarah. Go tell your king. Go tell Achaziah that he's going to die on his bed. They go back to Achaziah and Eliyah, and the Achaziah says, who told you that? And they describe him. They said, oh, it must be Eliyahu HaNavi. Go bring him to me. And they go bring him, and the 50 men point to Eliyahu HaNavi who's sitting up on a mountain, and they say, you're the king, come down. The king wants to see you. Ishalokim. And Eliyahu says, really? If I'm an Ishalokim, watch what's going to happen. And fire comes down and eats the 50 men. And then Achaziah hears about it, then he says another 50 men. And the same thing happens. Come down to Eliyahu HaNavi. And Eliyahu says, if I'm an Ishalokim, fire, this is what's going to happen. And fire comes down and eats the 50 men. And a third time, Achaziah, the stubborn, brazen king that he was, he sends another 50 men, and this time the head of the 50 men realizes that he doesn't want to meet the same fate, so he bows down to Eliyahu and says, look, I'm just here, I'm a shliach, and he does not talk to him in a condescending, degrading way. And the Malach Hashem then says to Eliyahu HaNavi, don't worry, go to Achaziah and warn him what is going to happen. So he does, he goes to the palace and warns Achaziah and says, you're going to die because of everything you've done, and he dies. He dies, and Yehoram, his brother, takes over because he didn't have any sons. And the Perek ends off by saying that two Yehorams were king at the same time. Yehoram, the king of Yehuda, Yehoram, the king of Yisrael, the only time that ever happened in the kingdom. And that's how the Perek ends. So now let's go back and discuss it in a little more in depth, the beginning of the Perek. Vayifsha Moav b'Yisrael acharei mos achav. Moav starts rising up and rebels against Yisrael. Moab was paying taxes up to Yisrael. But after Achav dies, so then they come. That pasuk really doesn't have anything to do with our perek. That's what's going to happen in the future prakim. But this is already leading and talking to us about the downfall and the demise of Achav's family. As we know, the Navi, Eliyahu Navi, had told Achav after what happened with Navos in the previous couple of prakim that he's going to be punished. But he did a little bit of tshuva. Right, he tore his clothing, and according to various midrashim, he did a little tshuva at the end of his life, so because of that, the downfall wasn't going to happen in his lifetime. That's what's alluded to in this pasuk. Vayisha Moab Yisrael acharemos Achav. Achaziah, the Ralbag says, Achaziah did not do any tshuva. He was even worse than Achav. He's just not as famous. But he was even worse than Achav, says the Ralbag. Siper zelo ha'ir sheyoser ra'os hayu pe'ulos Achaziah mi pe'ulos Achav. Ki Achav shav ksas mi ro'a masav. So that's alluded to. It was after this, the Nevuah of Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come true, that Achav's family and all of his descendants are going to be wiped out. So what happens? Vayipal Achaziah, the son of Achav, Achaziah falls ba'aras vacha. He falls through the lattice work. He falls through some type of design that was there, and he falls right through Ba'aliyaso in his attic. Asher b'shomram vayachla, and he gets sick, and he's deathly ill. And that's why, vayishlach malachim, he sends messengers, luchu dir shuba v'al zvuv, Elohei ekron, im echim echolizeh. Go check if I'm going to get better from this. Right? This is a key in the Mefarshim explain, the fact that he fell through, that this is a key in the Koheles Yaakov says, maybe of skila. We know in Ovid of Odezara is chayv skila. The Gemara tells us in Ksubis and elsewhere, Afal Pisha Batla Sanhedrin, Arba Misos Lo Batlu. Even though Arba even though there's no more Sanhedrin, the Dalam Misos Bezin haven't been batal. Ask the Gemara of Ha Batlu, they were batal. The Bezin is not putting anybody to death anymore. Eladin Arba Misos Lo Batlu. The Gemara says that if somebody is Chayav Misa, so Hashem will somehow orchestrate events that something like that Misa will happen. So if somebody is Chayav Skila, they'll fall off a roof. Ochayat darsa so. If somebody's chayat this, chayat that, so this is a kiyum of it. He fell off a roof. Achazia did not meet the end that his father Achav had, who died in battle, as we saw at the end of Malachim Aleph. But the din skila was taking place, but he didn't take it like that. He didn't take it as a simimena shemayim. He took it as a stam. This happened, coincidence, and that's why he turns towards the avodah zara in order to be able to find out what is going to happen. And whenever we talk about Avodah Zarah many times throughout these prakim, we always have to remember the great taiva that there was for Avodah Zarah at the time. We're going to even see Malchei Yehuda. We haven't seen too many of them yet. Malchei Yisrael, we mentioned, are all bad. Malchei Yehuda, there are ups and downs. So we have a few, but we've had Yehoshaphat, we had Asa, we had some tremendous kings already. But keep in mind, there was a tremendous taiva for Avodah Zarah. That's not giving them any excuse. It was a terrible avera. But just to mention, again, one of the Gemaras that illustrate this, the Gemara in Sanhedrin Kuf Beis, where Rav Ashi mentions to his Talmidim, tomorrow we're going to give shir. I'm going to do, what's tomorrow's topic? Tomorrow's topic is, are the three kings, Amar Lamachar Niftach B'Chavrein. Tomorrow we'll talk about our Chavrein. Chavrein, what does the Chavrein mean? It means, Ravashi is not putting the kings above him. He's saying our friends, without giving them covet. Also, Menashe's Chazle Bechelme, that night Menashe, who we haven't spoken about yet, came to Rav Ashi in a dream. Omar Chavrech V'Chaveri Da'avu Karisle, you call me a friend? Let me ask you a kasha. Me'echa Bas L'Mishri Amotzi. When you make Amotzi, where do you cut the bread? Where do you cut the bread from? Omar Le Loyadani, he's like, I have no idea. Amar Le, he says, Me'echa the Bas L'Mishri Amotzi Logamiris V'Chavrech Karisle, you don't even know basic halacha. You're calling me a friend? So Rav Ashi, unbelievably, doesn't get perturbed, doesn't get upset. He says, okay, teach me. He just wants to know the halacha. Ulamacha derisha lemishimcha bepirka. Teach it to me, and then I'll quote you tomorrow. Amalei meiches dekar and bishula, wherever it's baked the most, which itself is a machlokas aposka. Does that mean where it's burnt the most on the edge, or where it's baked the most in the middle of the challah? And there are different minhagim. Whatever one does is fine. Amalei. So then the Rav Ashi says, meacher dechachmisu kulei hai my time akol bachisul avodas kochavim. If you're so smart, you even know all these halachas. Why do you worship Avodah Zarah? Amar Lei, Ihavis Hasim, if you would have been there, Havis Nakita Bishipule Glimo, you would be grabbing my coattails. Viradis Abasra, you'd be running after me. You'd want to do it so badly. Lamachar Amar Lehu, the next day he comes at the Shir and says, Niftach Baravasa. Let's talk about our Rabbanan. People who taught us. But again, that's the just an example, again, of the taiva that there was. But here, Achaziah, right, he was Chai Misa for all of the Averis that he did. So he sends to Baal Zvuv, Elohei Ekron, whether he's going to live. Umalach Hashem diber el Eliyah HaTishbi, and the Malach Hashem speaks to Eliyah HaTishbi, go to the Malachim and meet them and give them Musar. Chazal point out, this is one of the five psukim in Tanakh. This pasuk in Perek Gimel, one of the five times in Tanakh that Eliyahu is spelled without a vav. It's just Aleph Lamed Yud Hey Eliyah. Right, we're familiar with this from Rashi. Rashi in Parshas Bechukosai quotes this Chazal that Eliyahu Anavi five times is spelled without a vav, and Yaakov Avinu is spelled five times with a vav. Rashi quotes, V'zacharti is Brisi Yaakov, one of the psukim, is in Bechukosai, Bechamisha Mekomos Nechtav Mole, Vel Yohu Chaser Bechamisha Mekomos. Rashi says, Yaakov Natal is Os, Mishmo Shel Eliyahu, a Ravon. Yaakov took a letter from Eliyahu as a collateral, as a security. She Yavo V'Yavaser Gulas Banav. Eliyahu, I'm taking something from you, and I'm not giving it back until you come. Okay, that's what Rashi is. What's the message? What's the connection between Dafka Yaakov Avinu and Eliyahu Anavi? So the Re'ein, the Mizrahi, on the Rashi says, Ki'ilu nishpa b'chamisha chumshei Torah. She'yovo v'yigal osam. Why? Five is as if he took a shvua on the Torah. Like we know, a shvua b'nikitas chayfetz in Bezdin. Says the Maharal in the Gur Aryeh, v'ein zetam. Tekiva denata os mishmo shel Eliyahu le'ravon lama hayitzarach shvua mimanafshach. If you take a vav, you don't need to swear. Vim shvua lama iravon. Right? He took the letter and he swore. What does that mean? Avoyesh lomar says the Maharal. I think no. A vav looks like a finger. Says the Maharal, a vav looks like a finger, and five vavs were taken by Yaakov from Eliyahu. It's as if he tkias kaf, as if he shook his hand. So if there five is like a tkias kaf that he took with Eliyahu, Yaakov Avinu said, "You're going to have to redeem my children, Bnei Yaakov, Bnei Yisrael." V'yesh chamisha etzbos b'kafayad v'lakach nadach b'chamisha mekom asavav shel Eliyahu keilu kapo shehu chamisha etzbos same etzel Yaakov v'esbadom alavav, etc. And then he says at the end, the Gerarye says, "V'tama medrash hazeh remez lacha ki Eliyahu lo niver rak sheigal es Yisrael." Eliyahu is the symbol of the destiny of Am Yisrael. Uladavar ze omeid. That's what we're all about, right? Eliyahu anavi lo tishbi. And until Eliyahu's gula comes, Eliyahu's name is not going to be in full. It's not going to be complete. Similar to Rashi at the end of Parshas Bishalach, Ki Yad Al Keska, Hashem's Kiseh will not be Shalem until Mashiach comes, until Amalek is destroyed. So that's a similar idea that Maharal says here, Shebnei Yaakov Omdim Lugula Ukshiyu Nigalim, Oz Yeshmo Shel Eliyo Shalem, Shelo Nivra Eliyo Rak Likol Es Bnei Yaakov. That's based on that Rashi. If you look in Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, both in the newer Sefer put out on Navi and in Bechukosai there, it was repeated, he quotes there another different idea about why Elio is spelled without the vav. He says, "Kfiya nire" is a classic Rabbi Yaakov idea on Navi. "Sha'af api shaisa nevuah mitzuya ba'esahi," even though we have many Nevi'im throughout history, during the time of Shaul and Shmuel, Chevel ha-Nevi'im, Lahakas ha-Nevi'im, right, many Nevi'im all over, but there were designated Nevi'im for the door. There was a Navi Hador. In David's time, there was Nasan ha-Navi. He was the Navi. And God was the Navi at other times. There was certain the Navi at the time. Right? And we're about to, in the next parak, we've started already at the end of Malachim Aleph, the baton is about to be changed from Eliyahu to Elisha. He's already gotten Elisha. Elisha wasn't here at the time in our parak. We'll have to get back to that. But says Rabbi Yaakov, based on a Tosfos in Baba Metzia, that originally his name was Eliyahu without the Vav. He got the Vav when he became the Navi Hador. But now, as he's fading into the background of history, so now he goes back to being Eliyah without the vav. Ukmoche nase im Eliyahu anavi avalachash nesmana Elisha lenavi Yisrael. Kamoshakasa at the end in Malachim Aleph Perak Yotatz, where he's already been taken by Eliyahu as nikrahu al shem arisa so Eliyahu below vav. So maybe that was his original name, but when somebody becomes powerful, so he gets another letter. Yehoshua, right? Yeshua got another letter when he became powerful as well. Okay, back to the Navi. So Malach Hashem comes to Eliyahu HaTishbi. We've already spoken about what Shevet Eliyahu was from. Unclear. Was he a Kohen? Was he from Gad? Right? Tishbi, Giladi. Right? All different opinions in the Rishonim. Kum alei likras malachei melech shomer. Go get the messengers. Vedaber aleihem and tell them. Hamibli en Elokim b'Yisrael. Atem ochem ledrosh b'val zvuv Elohei Ekron. Right? You can't go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There aren't enough addresses. V'lochein komar Hashem. Go. Hashem says. Hamita sh'alisa sham. Lo terid mi menek imos Thomas. Go tell your king. Go tell your king that this is what's going to happen. And Eliyahu Navi goes and sits on top of a mountain. So the Malachim come back and say, "Mazeh Shaftim," he says, "you came back so soon." A man came to us. So interestingly, the Radak points out, they didn't recognize him. They did not know who he was. Right? It must be, since we learned a couple of prakim ago, after Eliyahu Bahar Carmel, and Achav goes back and is even a little inspired, but Izebel says, "What are you talking about? Forget Eliyahu, I'm going to kill him." And Eliyahu runs away. So he must have been hiding all this time, right? That's why they didn't recognize who he was. Vayomer Eleinu, back to the Pasuk. But they say to Achaziah, "Luchu shuv el HaMelech," go tell the king that he's going to die. Why are you going to Baal Zvuv and Elohei Ekron? Why are you going there? You are surely going to die. Pasuk Zayin, Vaydaber Aleihem. Mamish pato ish asher ala likraschem. What did he look like? Who was the man? Who was the man? Where was Elisha at the time? The Rabbi Barbanel says he must have been misbodeid benavua. He was doing some misbodedus somewhere. So he wasn't with Eliyahu. So, but Achaziah says, who was he? Vaydaber aleichem. Es advarma ela. Who told you this? Vayom re'elav, they say, ish bal se'ar. He was a hairy man. Ve'ezor or azur b'masnav. He had a leather Azor, right? He had a leather belt on him. Vayomar, and he says, "Oh, I know who that was. Eliyahu HaTishbihu." This was not just a leather belt, right? The Pirkei Derbalazar, Fascinating. Pirkei Derb Elazar writes in the end of Perek Lamed Aleph, Pirkei Derb Elazar, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa Omer, Oso ha'ayel lo yatzim meno davar levatala. The ayel that was brought hukrav instead of Yitzchak Avinu at the Akedah, nothing of it, nothing of any part of it went for naught. Afro shel ayel hu yisor lagavi ha'mizbeach ha'pnimi. The ashes that goes into the bottom of the mizbeach ha'pnimi. Gidav shel ayel, the gidim, the sinews, keneged asara nevalim shel kinar shaya David menagin bohem. It went into the harp of David. Oro shel ayel, the skin, who azar masnav shel Eliyahu. Shenemar vayomer elav ish bal seyar ve'azar or our pasuk. The Pirkei Derb Elazar quotes, Shtei karnav shel ayel shofaros, b'shel smol, the left one, talk about Kadosh Baruch Hu al har Sinai, shenemar v'hi kol shofar, v'keren shel yamin, hu gadol min ha-smol, v'asil etkoa bo la'asil lavo, b'kibut shel galias. The right horn, Hashem's going to blow, v'ayba yamahu yitaka, b'shofar gadol. Right, that's the pasuk in Yishayo. So the skin of the ayel from Akedas Yitzchak is what he is wearing as his belt. What's the connection between Akedas Yitzchak? We were just talking about Yaakov Avinu and Eliyahu Hanavi. What about Yitzchak Avinu and Eliyahu Hanavi? So if you look in the Be'er Moshe here, he quotes that Ha'ayel is Gematria Eliyahu, right, as we have here, specifically here, where he's wearing the belt, right, without the Vav. So he quotes from Kabbalistic sources, Shenishmas Eliyahu Haisa B'Shaso Akedah. That's the neshama. He was there because, again, this was the schus that's going to last Klal Yisrael up until the Geula, right? Malachi says, Hinei Anochi Shalech Lechem Es Eliyahu Navi. Eliyahu Chaser Vav there too, at the end of Malachi. V'ikar HaMeilu Shal Yisrael Lasset Lavehu Yitzchak. Of course, the Gemara in Shabbos Peites, which we like to quote, that Yitzchak's the one that's going to be able to defend Klal Yisrael when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was looking for Chesed. And that's why he quotes the Gemara in Brachos, Afilu Cherev Chad Munachas Al Tzavaro Shel Adam Al Yimna Atzmam and Arachamim. Don't stop davening. And the pasuk from Eov is quoted, Hein Yikteleni Lo Ayachel Rashi Tevos Elio. It's all the Be'er Moshe here puts all of these sources together, the connection between Yitzchak and Elio. But on a halachic basis, there's also an interesting question. In Ola is Kulo Kalil. In Ola has to be totally burned. You don't skin an Ola before you burn it. So how did the skin of the Ola, right? All the things mentioned in the Ola Ayin is mentioned in Pirkei Derb Elazar, okay, the horns and the sinews, maybe the sinews, the question, you take out the fats, but what about the skin? So the Rinat Yitzchak discusses this. And he says, why was it not taken out? So he says, the carbon Ola in the Beis HaMikdash was skinned. When he brought an Ola in the Beis HaMikdash, only an Ola's on Bamos were totally hukraf, Tulo Kalil, but the carbonola was skinned. Hefshit v'nituach. We even say it in Ezeil Makoban. Hefshit was done. And if you're medayik in the language of the Rambam, when Yitzchak Avinu and the ayah were brought, it had a din of mikdash there. If it was in the makom mikdash. But the Rambam's lashon in Perek Beis Avilchas Beis Abchira, when he talks about the exact spot of the mizbeach, ha-mizbeach mekomo mechuvan v'yoser, the spot of the mizbeach is exact. Ein meshanin oso mimkomo la'olam. You don't change the spot. Ube mikdash ne'ekad Yitzchak Avinu. Shenemar v'lech lecha l'eretz ha'moria. V'nomar v'divri ha'yamim v'yachol shlom v'nozit beit Hashem v'yushalayim b'har Moria, etc. The Rambam throws that in. Ube mikdash ne'ekad, said the Briska Rav. It had a din of mikdash when Yitzchak Avinu was going to be hukrav. And mistama the aisle too. So that's why the Rinat Yitzchak said. That's why he was skinned before. And that's why Eliyahu Navi was able to have his belt made out of the skin. Okay, we continue. So he was wearing this special belt, and Ahaziah says, oh, it must be Elio. So he sends the 50 messengers, Sar Chamishim v'Chamishav, and he goes up, Elio is on Rosh Ahar, v'idabar elav, Isha Elokim, Tamelech Diber Reda, Isha Elokim, as Moshe is also called, come down, in a chutzpah declashon, v'yaneh Elio, v'idabar el Sar Chamishim. He says, v'imish Elokim ani, if I'm an Ish Elokim, so then look what's going to happen. Fire went down and consumed them. Why Dafka did fire come down? So some Achronim suggest maybe it's the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says if you get too close and you don't act properly with Talmidei Chachamim and leaders, you're going to get burned up. Parag Beis, Vavim Mischamein Keneged Oren Shel Chachamim. Get warm by the fire of the rabbis. Vihevi Zahir Bekachal Tam. Be careful. Shema Tichve. You're going to get burned. Sheneshichasam Neshichas Nachash, Vakitzasam Achitas Achrav, etc. So if we're in it right, it's a balancing act. We have to become close to our great leaders, but we can't get too close to our great leaders because we can't step on their toes. So here it was terrible. They were chutzpah dik to him. Another pshat I saw the Rinas Yisluck suggests maybe it's based on the Gemara in Shabbos, where in Shabbos says kol makom ein hadleika mitzuya el b'makom sheish chilul Shabbos and chilul Hashem. With this dleika mitzuya, this fire, right? So fire comes out when there's chilul Hashem here. Okay, let's continue. So Vayasha Vayishlach Elav Sar Chamisha Macher Vachamisha. Second group comes. Vayan Vayidaber Elav Ish Elokim. Kamar Melech Mehera Reda. The Malbim says here, he didn't just say, come down. He said, the king says, come down. So maybe they were trying to like cover themselves a little bit. It's not us, it's the king. The king says, come down. But he still used the Chuzpah Deglashon. So Elio says, if I'm an Ish Elokim, look what's going to happen, and they get consumed again. Finally, the third group comes, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Vayikra al Birkov, Leneged Eliyahu, they bow down, Vayishanein Elav, they daven, Vayidabre Elav, Ishalakim, Tikir Nanavshi, please, you know, have mercy on my soul, V'nefesh Avadecha Elach Hamishim, Beinecha, what do you want? Fascinating that, you know, only a couple of prakim ago, we have another fire consuming the Nevi'ei HaBaal. And now we have the personal fire coming out from Eliyahu HaNavi. So Eliyahu HaNavi is not sure what to do. Vayidaber Malach Hashem El Eliyahu, raid Oso. You could go down. Al Tira Mipanav, don't fear. Vayachem Vayirer Oso LaMelech. Don't fear. Ask the Mechtam Eliyahu in the new volume, in the fifth volume, not the new volume, later volume. Ask the Mechtam Eliyahu, what was he scared of? You know, just like he brought fire down to consume these 50 people, he could bring fire down to consume Achaziah. What, he needs a Malach Hashem to tell him, don't worry, it's okay, you could go. So says the Mechtam Eliyahu, Yorei haya mehischalfus ha-hanhaga migilui wahester umichilul Hashem sheyatza mikach. What does he mean here? And he quotes, similarly, why right after Eliyahu Bar Carmel, Izevel says, I'm going to kill you, and he runs away, and he's very scared. What is he scared of? He just put fire down. See, so Rav Dessler describes that many times in Jewish history, right after Or, there's Choshech. Right after Choshech, there's Or. And right after those tremendous Or, those tremendous Kiddush Hashem, there's going to be Choshech. Maybe because they didn't, Izevel wasn't inspired. Maybe because there'll be divine retribution. So Eliyahu HaNavi here wasn't sure. So therefore, he waited for the Malach Hashem to come tell him. Vaydaber Elav, so he goes to Achaziah and he says, Karmar Hashem, Yana Shashalachta Malachim, Lidrosh Bebalzvu, because you did that, you are going to die most tamus where you are. And that's what happened. Vayamas Kedvar Hashem, Asher Diber Eliyahu, Vayimoch Yehoram Tachtav, Yehoram takes over. Rashi points out Yehoram was his brother. Right, this is the first time we have a brother taking over because there was no son. Bishnashtayim li Yehoram ben Yehoshaphat Melech Yehuda. At the same time, Yehoram was king of Yehuda. The Rashi, the Radak, and all the Mefarshim point out it doesn't really mean the second year because if you do the math, it wasn't the second year; it was earlier. But it could be that Yehoram was made king by Yehoshaphat in his lifetime. But it wasn't exact. But there was an overlap, and therefore, it is the answer to the trivia question of the only Melech Yehuda and Melech Yisrael that had the same name, that were king at the same time, was Yehoram. And then the parak ends off by saying, the rest of, if you want to know anything more about Achaziah, you can look in the Divrei HaYamim Malcha Yisrael, which we don't have, but it's the other history books, it's nothing to teach us, so therefore it is left out of the Navi. Okay, we'll stop here. Baruch Hashem, we've had a haschala into the last Sefer here in Nevi'im Rishonim.